Welcome to Bit Better Have My Money. I am Mitchell Stalkin on I don't even know what day it is today. Tuesday. Recording again live from the wonderful, wonderful basement. I am wearing shorts today because my kid's down here, so I can't just sit around like I want to. Take a quick look at the trading portfolio. It is down to the lowest amount it has ever been. We are dipped below 3,000. All right. $2,992.01. I actually checked to make sure, because sometimes coin tracking doesn't quite work right, and I actually had to update it. It was a little bit higher until I had to check and update it, and then it actually fell. So that was awesome. But everything is down today in the trading portfolio except Stellar Lumens, which is up 9%. Looking at the biggest loser, Syndicator is down this is the 24-hour trend. We're down 14% with Syndicator. I actually own some more in my long-term portfolio simply because Syndicator, they give you alerts, I guess you could call them. In Telegram, if you own a certain 5,000 in this case, if you own 5,000 coins, they will send you alerts. So they poll a whole bunch of people and see what they think, and then they send out what the poll turned out to be. So, for example, they could say, like, do you think NEO will trade under $5 by July 4th? And they'll poll a whole bunch of people, and if they think yes, they'll tell you. If they think no, they'll tell you, and they give you a percentage. It's kind of cool. They have a bunch of different tiers. The highest one, I can't remember how many you have to own. It was a lot. I think it was like a million. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, different tiers. The highest one, you get like a trading bot. It's pretty legit, but it was a little bit out of my price range. I'm going to actually see if I can find it here quick. But anyway, we'll look at some of the other ones. Wobby's down 14%. Yeah, I mean, nothing really positive to show today, which with all the news, you know, the hack, whatever people are saying about that, the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, the FUD going on, it just little bit of everything going on, market going down. Just kind of a red day. That's about all I can say for that. So yeah, we're looking Syndicator bot 1.0. That is what a lot of people, if they can afford it, I believe will try and get. But Syndicator bot, that's the one I have. It's not bad so far. It's coming. It's getting better. So, yeah, here we go. The Syndicator bot. Syndicator. The beginner, you have to have 5,000. That's what I have. You get community choice indicators, market events, things like that. The Explorer, you have to earn 30,000. Trader, you have to own 200,000. And the Expert, you have to own 700,000. So, quite a few on that, that's for sure. But from everything I've looked into this coin before, their bot seems pretty legit. Their indicators seem pretty legit. I wasn't actually planning on talking about Syndicator, but yeah, it's actually pretty neat. I think long term, if their bot and indicators and everything turn out to be legit, could be a really good coin. So yeah, it's at 4 cents right now. So what is seven? I'm terrible at math. So let me bring up a 700. See, it'd be like $1 million, something crazy like that. I wish I was good at math. So 700,000 times 0.04, $28,000. Is that correct? For, I believe so. 700,000 times 0.04. Yeah, 28 grand will get you the top level syndicator. So that's pretty cool. It used to be much, much more. That was when the market was way higher. Anyway, we'll switch on to a different on-chain FX here. Bitcoin at 6,500, down 4.3%. Ethereum at 500. Yeah, nothing too big. The top gainers for the day in on-chain FX. Binance coin, BNB, up 2%. Wow, it's a big day. Look out, everybody. Nano, a top loser at 14.21%. I'm going to look here. That's versus the dollar. I'm actually going to look, see what they are for against Bitcoin. And because Bitcoin went down, there'll be a couple on here. Like Binance coin, it's up 2% against the dollar, up 6.67% against Bitcoin. Loom went on a big jump yesterday. It was down, and then I checked it, and it jumped up 18%, and then I woke up this morning, jumped up another 18%, so that was pretty crazy. KuCoin shares, barely up 0.57%. But anyway, Loom is a segue into kind of what I've been thinking about the last couple days. So I found out about Loom actually doing this on on-chain FX. I did some more research. I liked it. Figured, well, why not? I'll just do a small investment, nothing crazy. Did like $100, something like that, maybe 120. So I started looking at price, and it was hovering down around five thousand BTC or Satoshi, whatever you want to say. So I was looking at it, and it was going to have to, it kind of had leveled off. It was going to have to move one way or the other. And so I bought in at, where is it? Yeah, pretty much 5,005. So right there. And I watched it, and of course, how it usually goes, it fell. So I didn't put all my money in at once. I was going to dollar cost in. So I did, watched it a little bit, and I dollar cost in at 44, which I wasn't too confident in that. I kind of thought I could wait a little bit longer, but I didn't. So I just got a little overzealous there. Went after it, and it actually, I could have waited a long time. It actually dropped to 3,000. So it dropped quite a bit. And then yesterday, it jumped up a ton. It went from 3,000 all the way up to 4, and now it's at 3,900. So right now, my first buy-in, I'm down 22%. Second buy-in, I'm down 12%, which I'm not too worried about it because Loom, I'm kind of looking at as a long-term hold. So on some of these long-term holds, I just buy and I kind of walk away. But watching this one kind of got me thinking about stop losses. And I did some looking into it, talked to some people today. Everyone has their own kind of opinion on where and how to do stop losses. So I talked to some people. Some people did like 15, 20%. And that initially is where I was thinking. I was thinking, all right, so do 15% when if you get the loss at 15%, you sell and then you watch it. And if it keeps falling and it falls another 10% or so, 10, 15%, you can buy back in and you basically kind of evened out. So math there for you. Frick, gotta hate math. So if you lost 15%, you sell. It drops another 10%, you buy back in. You basically kind of evened out because if you did not sell there, you'd have lost a total of 25%. And you kind of saved, you're cutting out your losses basically. But if I would have done that, and I did actually think about that, I was thinking about selling it yesterday and seeing if it would have fallen lower and recouped some of my losses, but I decided not to. I hadn't really messed around with it, and I'm glad I didn't because it went up. It went up a ton, and I would have missed out on that. That's one thing about stop losses that kind of makes me nervous with the crypto market is it's so volatile. It's tough to say, tough to do. So here is what I kind of am looking at doing now, especially with the market the way it is, things are falling so quickly and so heavily. So my plan is, and I'm probably going to experiment this, I'm going to watch Loom, maybe move out of it. I might put in some more fiat just to kind of experiment with it. But if Loom, if I even out on Loom on one of these buy-ins, I'll probably do it there. But so what I'm thinking is find a, I've been watching some other coins, and I may do it with like Loom or, I don't know, one of these other coins that I do like in case I get stuck. That's what I like to experiment with the coins I do like. So if I something goes wrong or I'm stuck in that trade, I don't really care because I like that coin. I've done that with Power Ledger a lot. I like that coin. So it lets me learn. I'm not talking about large amounts of money. I'm thinking like $50, something like that, maybe even less. But anyway, what I'm looking at for stop loss probably going forward, at least for now until the market comes back, is I'm going to look at a buy-in. So we'll just look at Loom for example. When it was sitting around 5,000 Satoshis, it was just kind of sitting there. And I knew that it was going to break one way or the other. And I just kind of took a gamble, and I gambled wrong. So what I should have done and what I'm going to do in the future is I bought in at 5,005. I'm going to set a stop loss for right now 5%, 5, 6%, but I'm thinking 5%. I'm going to make it pretty tight. And if it falls at 5%, my stop loss is going to kick in. I'm not actually going to do that on the exchange. I'm not going to leave it on there because there can be flash crashes that do happen where all of a sudden it'll just price will bottom out. And if you have your sell order in there, it'll be sold. And then the weird thing about these flash crashes is that it skyrockets back up. And this is in a very, 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 very short period of time. I believe it happened with Ethereum. And people had their, it happened with other ones, but Ethereum was a big one. And people had their sell orders on there, and yeah, it triggered their sell orders, and they sold at a lower price, and it skyrocketed back up really quickly. I think even with like within an hour, half hour. So I'm not going to leave the stop loss on the exchange. I'm going to monitor it through my phone, which I do anyway. And with Delta, I can actually set an alert. So I'll just set an alert for if it goes to 5%. There's an app on my phone. Delta's really good. So what I'm going to do, yep, I'm going to, if I buy in at that 5,000, we'll just say I'm going to set an alert on my phone for 5% lower than that. If the alert gets triggered, I'm going to look, sell 5%, just take the loss, and then I'm just going to watch it. If it just keeps falling, I'm thinking right now in my head, where just looking at my Loom here, 5%, I sell at the stop loss. I think if it falls another 20%, then I'll buy back in. So it'll save me about a 15% loss. If I just held, I'd have lost, you know, 25%. This way I'd only lost 5 and I'm buying back in lower. So that is kind of my strategy or plan going forward. So just to recap that, sometimes I do ramble. I'm going to set a stop loss at 5%. Watch it. If it drops around 20% from there, I'm going to rebuy back in. And I could possibly dollar cost average. I would like to hear, I've did some research today and talked to some people. There's tons of different strategies. I would like to know some other people's strategies with that, with stop loss. There's different ways to do it. And this is just kind of something I am thinking about right now, different ways I can do it. So yeah, that's what I think about all day, during the days. Yeah. What can I say? I do like this stuff. It interests me. With that, so I love horror movies. We're going to move on to movies here quick. I love horror movies. I don't know why. I've always have. My babysitter, when I was younger, she had HBO. So she she would, you know, this was 80s, 88, 80. Nah, it wouldn't have been 88. Would have been like maybe 1990 around there. Anyway, she would record horror movies for me and then bring them for me to watch. when she babysat me during the day, because that was the only thing that would make me behave. I would sit and watch a horror movie. Loved it. Loved it. I do remember getting scared quite a, on some movies, not others, which is really weird. I remember Freddy Krueger, he licked her face through the phone. That really creeped me out. I think it more creeped me out because of the spit on the tongue. I don't like that. I don't like people's, like if someone licked my face, it just really grosses me out. But anyway, The Thing is probably my favorite horror movie of all time. It's amazing. Kurt Russell, so good. Spoiler alert here. So get off. If you leave now, would you kindly hit that subscribe button? Anyway, on to The Thing. So I really love that movie. Watched it for the first time in college. We watched it, I think, 3 times in a row. So I just learned this a few months ago, and it made sense to me if you've watched to the end of that movie where Kurt Russell's character and the other guy, I can't remember his name, they're sitting there in the fire. Everything's blown up, and they don't know if one of them is – we don't even know if one of them is an alien. They're both an alien. I assume if they're both aliens, they would know. But we don't know if one of them is. They don't know. Very intense. And Kurt Russell's character offers the other guy a drink of supposedly whiskey. The other character takes it. Pretty much the end of the movie. But someone came up, and I don't know for sure, but I like the – in the movie, they apparently fill the liquor bottles with gasoline for Molotov cocktails. And some people theorize that Kurt Russell actually gave the other character a bottle full of gasoline, not liquor. And the fact that the person did not know it was gasoline proves he's an alien, because he wouldn't know that – you wouldn't know what liquor tastes like. Anyway, if you haven't seen that movie, check it out. With that, let me know, stop loss, what you guys do. I'd love to know everyone's different strategies with that. I'm going to try this one out. I'm going to try it with a small amount of money first. Play with it like that. And then there's the 5% right now. Once the market comes back, I'll probably adjust it, the stop loss, but right now, I'm going to try 5%, see how it goes. Maybe I tighten it, maybe not. But I will definitely keep you up to date on that. With that, hope you guys have a good day, evening, night. I'm going to try and finish my Evil Genius show. It didn't work. Stupid Netflix wouldn't work last night. And with that, would you kindly hit that subscribe button? And we'll talk to you later.